Pat Pagano with the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. That's better because I couldn't hear anything initially.
Yeah, well, it's been one of those mornings. It's been one of those mornings. Yeah, I came in, one of the interviews I had, the audio from the people kept dropping out, so I thought maybe it was a station, but it's not. And then a couple of the underwriting announcements said they were outdated and they shouldn't have been. I checked and they weren't. And then when I went to go to you, I had a double audio feed, which I found right away. But anyway, enough about me. Let's go back to the same old song theory, because it's the same old song, Pat.
It is. It is. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you don't like this weather, send your emails to Marshall, because you see, Marshall loves this weather.
Oh, he does. And he does.
I mean, truthfully, I think it stinks. And I mean, I despise this weather so much that I stayed home like I thought I was the whole weekend, and I was very grateful for it, because just a couple of times that I went out over the course of the weekend, it was stifling. And today be no different. Partly sunny, hot and humid in mid-90s. Could there be a thunderstorm? Yeah, maybe. But let's put it this way. 70% of the area will not see any rain. Partly cloudy, mid-70s tonight. Sunny, clouds and humid with maybe a thunderstorm Tuesday in the low 90s. Now, from Tuesday night to Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will become more widespread. The highs will be in the middle 80s Wednesday, 80 to 85 Thursday, and then finally, Friday, partly sunny, much less humid, with a high temperature right around 80. That should take us into the weekend. I'll tell you, this is just a real long, long shot, folks. You know, I was debating, thinking about this yesterday, and saying, Pat, are you even going to mention this on the air? Should you mention it on the air? And I'm thinking, well, you know what? We can mention it and see what happens. There were indications on some of the modeling yesterday that when this cold front moves through on Friday, the upper atmosphere would what we call close off to an upper low that would be over New England. And that would contribute to a low forming just offshore. And then that low would have to move up along the eastern New England coast over the weekend, and it could bring not only cooler temperatures, but wet and windy weather to the east coast of New England. The computers right now are saying that it could happen, but it is going to be far offshore. So for now, I'll just leave it alone and assume that the weekend's going to be nice. But you know my theory. On a Monday, never, ever, ever get too comfortable with a weekend forecast on a Monday, because that could change. It's 6 days out. But what I am watching is a disturbance off the African coast that the National Hurricane Center says could become a tropical depression. And our GFS American model is picking that up. And by, not this Friday, but by next Friday, it's surfacing between Bermuda and the Bahamas. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But I have a feeling the tropics are going to start popping now. Not only because we're getting, you know, through the month of August and into September, but the oceans just have a lot of heat to release. And this is going to be one of the ways they release it. So I think the tropics will become very active, and we'll be keeping you posted on that.
So now what you're talking about, the first thing you're talking about, sounds really like a nor'easter.
Are you talking about for the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now it looks like it'll be offshore.
Yeah, but right. But it sounds like a classic nor'easter, though.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. But again, right now it would be offshore. I mean, it would be great to have the system hit us. I know it's going to ruin the weekend, but it would bring some beneficial rain to the whole area. We need the rain. But I don't think that's going to be the case. So we'll just watch it. We'll monitor it. But again, right now, that looks like it's going to stay offshore.
All right. Well, you know, on Saturday. My house was one of those places that had a thunderstorm.
Oh, okay, you got it, Em.
And it came out of nowhere. It formed literally just to the west of the Connecticut line in Dutchess County. Popped up very quickly, became full-fledged, got portions of Sharon and Lakeville and Salisbury. And I had about 30 minutes of just downright heavy rain. Not much lightning, but heavy, heavy rain. And then it was gone. Yeah. And then it was gone. It was enough where the grass, which was turning brown, got a little more green in it on Sunday. It looked a little better, but it'll be back to brown in no time now. But really, that was one of those thunderstorms that just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, that's probably going to be the same case today, too. So, but again, where they pop up, who knows? Like, for instance, on Friday night, a storm was over Staten Island, and it dropped up to 5 to 7 inches of rain because it wasn't moving. Then Saturday, there wasn't much at all, didn't bother the Mets. Yesterday, there was a thunderstorm that went across Citi Field right before the game at 4:10, and then that moved out. So there's just no telling where they're going to develop and who gets the heavy rain. So the next 24 hours, I would say it's very spotty. After that, it should become more widespread. I started watching, I'm not sure if you recommended this, but I started watching a movie over the weekend, and unfortunately, I cut it in about a half hour. 13 Lives?
I did recommend it to you, but I not a heavy recommendation, but yes. Yes.
Okay. I was kind of disappointed that the first half hour that I watched was all, subtitles.
Yeah.
But then I heard, as you continue watching it, it becomes more English. So I'm going to have to put it back on. But that's a true story, you know, about the 13 boys that were stuck in that cave.
And they all got out alive. Yeah, they all got out alive. I watch so many documentaries now and so many foreign films because of streaming.
Right.
That on my TV, I can change what the subtitles look like, okay? I can change the color, the font. Okay. I can have it scroll. I can have it, you know, just pop up when the dialogue pops up and stuff like that. Okay. So I've gotten used to watching it with the subtitles.
Yeah. So other than that, I can't really say that that I saw. I'm trying to think, but I don't think there was a movie. Yes, there was a movie. That had Harrison Ford in it. I forget who else. I think it was called Adeline. Came out a while ago about a lady who had an accident with a car and went off the bridge into the water, and she was gasping for air. Lightning struck, and she became a lady who will never age. Very interesting. I thought it was well done, and it is definitely worth sitting down and watching. It's a very, very good movie. Very good movie. I mean, it's something you have to think about, and you say, "Oh, that would be great. I'll never have to age." Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that come with that, and this movie shows it, and it's very, very interesting. And I believe it's called Adeline. Did you Google that?
I have not Googled it yet. No,
I think it's called Adeline. I'm Googling it now. I'm going to put there. Harrison Ford is great in that too. I always like Harrison Ford. It's called Adeline. Adaline with Harrison Ford, Blake Lively, Harrison Ford, Hussman, Ellen Burstyn, Amanda Crew, Kathy Baker, and the movie came out in 2014. And that's what it's called, The Age of Adeline. The Age of Adeline came out in 2014. And you can, I think you can see it on Amazon. Very good movie, The Age of Adeline. So I can't forget that. Other than that, I was busy working on props and stuff like that for the movie over the weekend because, truthfully, I wasn't going out much.
I watched one movie, and I had to get my Marvel fix, so I went back and I played Guardians of the Galaxy 2 again.
Okay.
And had a great time watching it.
Okay, you'll be the first to know, but my thinking is, as far as these movies go, folks, up at the lake, my thinking is that if I don't get help from my friend David this year with the camera work and stuff like that, then I'm going to talk to the staff and tell them that this will be the last movie that we do. Next year, we will do what we call Dilemmaries, because the company was called Dilemma Productions. Dilemmaries, and we'll do a compilation of all the movies we ever did. You know, we'll put that together. We'll maybe do like one song with the whole staff. And then after that, after next year, we'll open it up to the association and ask them to film their own little movie, 1 to 5 minutes, submit it to us. We will put them on, we'll edit them, and then we'll have a committee judge them, and they'll get money for first and second prize. So if I don't get help this year, this could be the last full movie I do.
All right. Well, keep me informed.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed.
And stay cool.
Okay, you too.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.